First up, industry, unions, community and environment groups are demanding regulation as data centres emerge amid a rapid AI boom. The collective have united on 8 responsible data centre principles submitted to federal government, which say the centres should produce their own renewable energy, build community relations and use water responsibly. The Wire's Sam Giorgio spoke with Annika Reynolds, National Climate Policy Advisor at the Australian Conservation Foundation, to find out more.
There was a joint statement released by industry groups, unions, and environment groups around the regulation of data centres and what we want to see for the responsible rollout of data centres in Australia, where that industry is accounting for its energy use, its water use, and where it's sited to avoid biodiversity impacts, as well as to contribute to workforce development.
You mentioned energy use. How likely is it that data centres will increase energy prices for average Australians? And what work needs to be done to ensure that they don't drive up those bills?
The truth is, we don't exactly know. What we're seeing in the US is that the data centre boom is putting enormous pressure on electricity grids there, and that is putting pressure on prices. However, in Australia, that boom has not yet started, and we have a really important opportunity to put in place regulations now that prevent data centres putting undue pressure on our grids and taking up and using energy that should be available and affordable for everyday Australians. So the joint statement makes really clear that we should be demanding that data centres provide 100% of the energy that they are going to be using. And that's by investing in new firmed renewable capacity to power those data centres. That's a requirement that we impose on other major infrastructure, and it's one that we should be imposing on data centres.
You bring up the US impacts. A key issue from those data centres is water supply. We've seen them negatively affect their communities in the US. And there's reports that some large data centres currently use up to 40 million litres a day, enough for up to 80,000 Australian homes. What's the significance of this figure?
It's a massive emerging issue for the rollout of data centres. Australia is a water poor nation, and we know that across a range of areas in Australia, water scarcity is on the rise, and we have increasingly at-risk riverine and groundwater ecosystems like the Murray-Darling. So we need data centres to be properly regulated for highly water-efficient cooling systems and to use closed-loop systems wherever possible so that they reduce their impact on our water. But we also need to be really clear, and we are calling on government to make this clear, that there are locations in Australia where, because of their water use or because of their biodiversity impacts or because of the nature of the energy grid in that region, where data centres are not appropriate and location tests do need to be imposed.
One of the principles of this statement that you discuss community engagement. How do you hope these centres can have a positive effect on the community?
As a signatory to the joint statement, we share the concern that data centres will not be a net positive for regional communities and townships, and are really calling on the federal government to make it clear that data centres are not entitled to exist in regional communities or areas, but have to earn the social licence of those regions and communities. And that is through regulated, mandated merit criteria and community benefits sharing obligations that ensure that data centres are properly consulting with local communities about where they're situated, whether they are, you know, welcome in that area, but also that once that data centre is up and running, that it is actually obligated to share the economic benefits of that infrastructure with the local community. This is not a new thing in Australia. The federal government's capacity investment scheme, which supports the rollout of renewable energy infrastructure, has mandatory merit criteria that involve consultation and community benefit sharing, including with First Nations communities.
Is there any fears that these data centres, like you mentioned, if they are used and built in regional areas, that those towns will become highly reliant on those, similar to mining and coal industry in previous years?
Data centers offer economic diversification for a range of regional communities, but that's only if those data center plans actually eventuate. And we're seeing a bit of a boom and potential bubble burst in the US right now. And we really want to avoid that in Australia. It's not fair to regional communities that are looking for economic diversification opportunities out of mining and into other areas of the economy to be left reliant and to have a lack of clarity about what the economic future of their town is because data centres are not being properly regulated and held accountable to the infrastructure investment decisions that are being made. So we don't expect at this stage for data centres to be the next sole source of like income or economic prosperity in most regional communities. It's quite unclear actually what the likely trajectory of the data centre rollout is in Australia or anywhere else in the world. But what we do know is that in this moment, prior to the rollout really accelerating, is the absolute best time for government to ensure that Australians are getting a fair deal for the use of our resources, our energy and our water and our land, and that data centres are regulated to share in the economic benefits that they are promising to the Australian population and to the government.
Has the government responded to this joint statement yet?
We are in discussion with government and we have communicated our statement directly to government. We commend and have been warmed by the response so far, including Minister Bowen's statements this week in respect of the importance of data centres providing their own additional renewable energy and providing demand response measures to improve grid stability. That is a really important piece of the conversation. However, positive verbal signals aside, what we really need to see are these principles embedded in the government's developing data centre principles and for them to form part of the regulation that actually guides how data centres are deployed and rolled out in regional communities across Australia. So the other thing that's important for government to recognise is that data centres being very energy hungry serves as a major risk to the transition to a predominantly renewable grid to reach that 82% by 2030 renewables target and to shoot past it. But it also poses a risk to the rollout of renewables and the availability of renewables for other clean energy manufacturing industries that are being supported by the government's Future Made in Australia agenda. In Australia, we urgently need to improve productivity and the economic complexity of our economy. And data centres can form a part of that story, but are insufficient to lift living standards across the board. Government needs to balance the energy needs of a range of emerging industries in Australia, including, you know, the green metal sector, onshoring critical minerals, processing, improving and expanding our clean energy manufacturing capacity with solar panels and batteries, et cetera, et cetera. Data centres cannot be let to have a free go at Australian resources, at our energy grid, at our water, because it actually undermines other really key government priorities, including reaching our renewables targets, having a clean, affordable grid for all Australians and businesses, and also developing the emerging industries that will secure Australia's prosperity in the coming decades.
Annika Reynolds, National Climate Policy Advisor at the Australian Conservation Foundation, speaking with The Wire's Sam Giorgio.